You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing Podcast, and I'm talking with James Whistler. James, what's it like to be a plumber, first of all, and what are some of the life lessons that you've learned on the job?
Well, some of the things about plumbing is always in a, seems like a dirtier type place. You know, obviously if you're dealing with sewage or sewage pipes, you know, that can be a very dirty job. And then a lot of times the plumbing is in a crawl space or behind a wall or under a sink. And a lot of times those are very difficult places to get to and to work very freely with. So that makes the plumbing job very complex. The other thing is that there's a lot of times water involved. And if it's in the winter, you know, obviously it's nice in the summer when it's nice and hot. But if it's in the winter, when you're dealing with water, especially in the outdoor environment, it can be very challenging to just have that a comfortable environment. So it can definitely be hard in that manner as well. Plumbing is hard on your body. There's a lot of solvents and things that you have to protect your respiratory system from, as well as your knees. A lot of times you're on your knees when you're doing the plumbing trade. So therefore your knees can give out, your back as well. So it's definitely not a trade that comes without its cost. There's a lot of different types of products and different types of components in the plumbing system. So you have to be patient because you simply may not have seen something before, even though you've been plumbing for years and years, you're always running into something new. So being able to use your head and work smarter before you just go tearing into something and making a mess of it. So I often tell my guys to work smart and then turn around and work hard, followed by using your head. So one of the probably biggest thing that I've taken away, you know, the old adage that men never read instructions, is in the plumbing world, just because there's so many different faucets, so many different fixtures, toilets, they're made by many, many different manufacturers. And the best thing to do is to read the instructions to make sure that you don't miss something. There's, if you're to scratch a fixture or scratch a shower door or something like that, it's very hard to get a replacement. And sometimes just reading the instructions can save that mistake.
All right. So to work with a team that learns lessons on a daily basis, reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing. That number is 540-483-9382.